SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting the Biden administration is setting tougher standards for deadly soot pollution. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
A new rule from the EPA sets an air quality level that states and counties must achieve in the coming years to reduce pollution from power plants, vehicles, and industrial sites. The government says the move could prevent thousands of premature deaths a year. Environmental and public health groups welcome the tougher standards, while industry groups warn it could lead to the loss of manufacturing jobs and even shut down power plants or refineries. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Senate bill advancing some border security along with funding for Ukraine and Israel has been scuttled. German Marshall Fund President Heather Conley says Europe wants to know whether the U.S. will keep backing Ukraine.
The European Union has recently passed its 50 billion euro economic assistance package for Ukraine. And clearly the Europeans know they cannot do this by themselves. They need the U.S. to continue its support. And there are, of course, significant questions this week on the path forward.
The 49-50 vote, far short of the 60 ayes needed to take up the bill, came after most Republicans said they would vote against the legislation, which also includes $60 billion in wartime aid to Ukraine and $14 billion for Israel. GOP lawmakers had insisted that the money for conflicts abroad be paired with help for the porous southern U.S. border. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says a ceasefire and hostage release agreement between Israel and Hamas is still possible, despite the two sides being far apart on central terms for a deal. Blinken was in the region trying to broker a deal that could bring some respite in Israel's war against Hamas. On Wall Street, the Dow by 156 points, the Nasdaq rose 147. This is SRN News. Should a Christian attend a gay wedding? The debate has been renewed in evangelical circles this year. Dr. Albert Moeller of the Southern Baptist Convention says the answer has to be no.
A wedding is not like a meal. A wedding is not like a conversation. A wedding is a ceremony. And, you know, historically, those who have participated in the ceremony, and by that I mean even just those who are in the congregation, they're described as witnesses and celebrants to the wedding. That is to say, they're there to celebrate.
And he goes on to say,
in every state I know of, there are witnesses that have to sign that the wedding is legitimate and lawful. And those who are attending are the larger circle of those who are in agreement with that. And so I think that emphatically means that that's the one place that Christians, I think, should not be.
More on this in his daily briefing at albertmoeller.com. This is SRN News. In British history, the secrecy of the monarch's health has always reigned supreme. Buckingham Palace's disclosure that King Charles III's been diagnosed with cancer shattered that long-standing tradition. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
On the heels of the shock and well-wishing that followed the official statement on Monday, came the surprise that the palace had announced anything at all. Never complain, never explain, as Charles's late mother, Queen Elizabeth II, was known to say. Charles has withheld details of his illness and treatment, and in that way is carrying on her approach. But in beaming a sliver of light from inside the palace walls and his own life, the king has broken with his mother and royal tradition. Charles de Ledesma, London.
South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol reiterated that the country would not seek its own nuclear deterrent in the face of threats from nuclear-armed North Korea. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.